Christians in Pakistan are about to face further targeting after a new ruling goes into effect. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's stories feature urgent updates from the persecuted church. Stay tuned to find your place in these Great Commission headlines through prayer, generous giving, and even going. We'll start today in Pakistan, which just did something reminiscent of the beginning of Nazi Germany when Jews were forced to wear yellow stars. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
The Pakistani High Court, like our Supreme Court, ruled that everyone must declare their religion on national ID documents and certain job applications. And human rights groups are expecting that this move is a precursor to increased social violence and persecution of minorities like Christians.
The ruling came after a petition by the same Islamist political party who protested the Pakistani government's change to the electoral oath last November.
Let's pray that the Christians have courage, have steadfastness, and also know how to thrive in ministry and do it well, even in the midst of persecution.
Would you join us in praying strength for these brothers and sisters in Christ in Pakistan? Next, it's pouring in Kenya too, but nothing can dampen the spirits of Door International's leaders. The Deaf Ministry can finally hold its scripture celebration now that Kenya's political leaders have laid aside their conflict. Sign language scripture is critical to reaching deaf for Christ, says Door President Rob Myers.
These are people who, for years and years, have had a written scripture around them, but they struggle with reading. That written language is not their first language. Sign language is their first language. And if they see it on the hands of a deaf person, it's a totally different experience.
That's why Door also trains deaf church planters and leaders.
Many, many deaf groups and deaf communities, even here in the U.S., are cut off from the gospel because they don't have deaf leaders who can share the gospel with them.
So please, keep these leaders in your prayers.
You're talking about people groups who have been cut off for thousands of years. Obviously, the enemy does not want the gospel to come in.
You're listening to Mission Network News. So you know that believers suffer for Christ, but can you help? Chip Ingram, teaching pastor of Living on the Edge, recently met with persecuted pastors. One story they shared stood out to him. In a country plagued by ISIS, a 17-year-old boy chose to die rather than deny Christ. Ingram says,
he said it actually galvanized the church. And he said, we in our country used to talk about the commitment, are you willing to live for Christ? And he said, now it's changed in our day. And the question we ask is, are you really willing to die for Christ?
With this in mind, they ask for prayer. Persecuted believers need to know that they're not alone or forgotten.
Those of us that are the haves, the Bible's really, really clear. Those of us with time and energy and resources and money and in some cases knowledge and training, it's more than just a moral obligation, it's a mandate from Jesus to help.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, in a Western society, literacy is often assumed, but the beauty of orality methods can get lost, including with how we present the gospel. Orality is basically the reliance on non-written communication, and this includes storytelling, drama, poetry, dance, parables, and lots more. We spoke with Jerry Wiles, a regional director with the International Orality Network and a consultant for Living Water International. He says when it comes to learning biblical truths, orality is important, even for readers.
If people understand the power of the Word of God in stories and in oral form, they're going to be more highly motivated to want to read it in their own language.
Both Living Water and ION hold orality training for Christian leaders, and they've seen it take off.
We have churches who've created orality Sunday school programs, orality vacation Bible school. So they're using story and dance and drama to communicate biblical truth.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian persecution is on the rise everywhere, but so is hope. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable, real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.